Hello and welcome to another episode of the Always Worthy podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Windley Speckman. So as you guys have probably noticed, I haven't been coming out with a lot of episodes as frequently, and that's just because my life kind of changed just a little bit. So I somehow started getting popular on TikTok, and I'm sure a lot of you from TikTok that follow me now have found this podcast because of that. But because I do content creation and I feel like I'm able to reach more people there, I have been spending a lot of my time doing the content creation, and I also still teach my fitness classes, and then I still do have my full-time job that I do. So I'm sorry that there aren't as many episodes coming out, but I have not forgotten about my podcast. I love her. She's my baby, and I will not forsake her. There will be episodes that do come out still, so don't count this podcast out. But I do have a special announcement, speaking of that. It is the first birthday of the Always Worthy podcast. I started her in November, and it's so crazy I decided to start this 1 year ago, really not knowing what I was doing. Like, seriously, I didn't have any idea. I just had a passion in my heart, and I just really wanted to help women like me. I didn't even have a platform on TikTok at that time. I only had, like, on Instagram, like, I don't know, maybe 500 followers. This is freaking nuts to me. Just passion in my heart, and I had no platform. But actually, at the time I started, I didn't even have TikTok at all. Yeah, oh my gosh, a year ago, I didn't even have TikTok at all. Oh my god, things change so, life is crazy. I really just researched how to do all the, like, the platform posting and the registering and how to edit the podcast and what sound equipment would be the best to use and how to do interviews with people in different countries. And here we freaking are. I had no idea what I was doing, and here we are. It's honestly just a very proud moment for me. I don't like humility is a big part of me, but sometimes it's nice to just sit back and just look at where things were a year ago. It's just insane. We have over 2,000 downloads on this podcast, and it's all because of you. And I really appreciate every single one of you. Never in my life would I think that my life would be like this, but here we are. And it really just goes to show that if you have passion to do something, don't ever give up. You may not know what the heck you're doing, and that's okay, because you're going to learn along the way. But I didn't know what I was doing starting this podcast. I didn't know what I was doing posting videos on TikTok. In fact, TikTok, like, really intimidated me. If you go back and listen to Embracing Fear, I think that's the name of the episode, with Tawny Duncan, one of my New Year's resolutions was to get a TikTok and start posting. And that was her resolution too. And so, like, we started doing that together. And I said, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm scared because anybody can see you on TikTok. It's not just your followers. It's literally anyone. But, you know, now I have 245, I think, 1,000 followers. It's just crazy, okay? So don't give up. Don't ever give up. Things will work out. If you have passion in your heart, that is truly all you need to succeed. And just the determination and will to not give up. If I could see all of you in front of me right now, I would make you promise me that you were not going to give up on your dreams. Okay, anyway, so let's actually get into the meat of this episode. Today's episode is about learning how to, for lack of a better term, to learning how to not care what people think. And I have some bad news. You actually will never not care, but I do have some things that might help you care less, which is fantastic, because let's face it, we're all humans with feelings, but we have to learn how to understand ourselves so deeply that others' words don't affect us so much. And we have to value our own opinion over the opinion of others. I've kind of had a rough go the past several months because I started to get a following on TikTok, and a lot of people decided to share their opinion about me, and a lot of those opinions were not very nice. I thought working customer service had helped me to develop thick skin, but nope. And the thing about the hurtful things that people say, it doesn't just affect influencers or people who have like a social media presence. It affects people, you know, people who are close to you can say things that really hurt, or, you know, just in general, or just being self-conscious about, if I wore this out, what would people think about me? It doesn't necessarily have to be what people like vocalize to you. It can be you being afraid of what other people might think of you as you're going out and about and doing things. Yeah, we call that being self-conscious, right? It's when you're feeling self-conscious isn't because you're worried about what others are going to think of you or what you look like. You know, you're worried about what they're saying in their head, right? So what are some things we can do to get out of the habit of constantly being worried about other people's words and disdainful looks and thoughts? Well, I was sent something on TikTok by my friend Brittany. Shout out to my friend Brittany Palmer. And it has stuck with me. And it still does to this day when I see someone say something about me and it's hurtful. So it actually was a TikTok of a guy who was giving a speech to a group of people, and he said, "How would you feel if someone went up to you and laughed at you because you have blue hair?" Well, you know that you don't have blue hair, so you're not going to get offended. So, you know, you just laugh it off and you don't take it personally, and you probably think to yourself that person might be a little bit nuts, right? Well, we can take the same approach when someone says something to you about other things. For example, if someone says that you look unhealthy, you have to know yourself so well that those comments roll off your shoulder, just like the blue hair comment. You must have such an understanding of yourself that no one can shake you. Like, for example, in my personal real life, I had someone comment on one of my socials that because of my weight, I was probably going to die soon because of the fat around my vital organs, is what he said. And that really hurt when I first saw it. But I understood that that person does not know me at all. He doesn't know I'm a fitness instructor and I've been studying fitness for several years. He doesn't know my activity level. He doesn't know me at all. So I realized he can think whatever he wants about me, but it doesn't make it true, right? I know myself and I know that, you know, I do exercise. I do what's right by my body. He doesn't know me at all. I posted a video of me doing yoga at the beach, and some guy commented, "I love seeing the obese and slovenly start taking care of themselves." And same thing, I was like, "Bro, I'm just trying to do some yoga," like with an inspirational voiceover. Again, this man doesn't know me at all. And on that same post, I had another guy say, "Shut up and go to the gym." Again, that homeboy doesn't know that I work at a gym and coach people on fitness. And I understand that these men know nothing about me, so why do I attach value to what they're saying? And the same goes for when you go out and feel self-conscious in your own skin. These strangers know nothing about you, so why are you giving them your power? Why are you attaching your worth to people who mean nothing to you? And I know that's so much easier said than done, but with everything we talk about on this podcast, it does take time and intentional effort. After my first post of rude comments, I really didn't want to continue posting at all. But I realized my passion for what I do and helping women far outweighs their opinions of me. you have to want to live. You have to take that power back, and you can. You truly can. Sometimes you really have to throw yourself into the deep end to get where you want to be. The deep end for you might be wearing something that your mother says doesn't flatter you, but you like it, so you wear it anyways. It might be posting something on social media. Regardless of what it is, you have to do it scared. You have to exit your comfort zone. You are the only person who will have to spend every second of this life in your body. So you might as well make your mind a nice place to be. You know, come to understand and know yourself so well that the words of others don't penetrate you as much as they could. Like I said, you're not bulletproof and some things will still hurt, but pick up your crown and remember who you are. Like I said, I know it takes work, but that is truly something that has helped me with in the past several months. Now I want to give some actual shout outs to a few people that left some comments on the Always Worthy podcast and rated it. So I want to do this before I forget. First, we have MandHF. That's her username. She gave 5 stars and she said, I found Rachel on TikTok and was obsessed. She is so beautiful and confident with her body. Being a plus size person myself, we don't have a lot of people we can look up to. I found Rachel and this podcast was life changing. I'm hoping to one day be so confident with my body as she is. I'm excited that my daughter will also have someone like her to look up to. Oh my freaking heck. I am going to go bawl my eyes out. I actually really teared up when I read that. That means the world to me. I'm so glad that you found me and I can help you with your body confidence. Just know that it does take time and it's always something that you have to work on. So honestly, doing research and listening to podcasts like this one is really helping your subconscious and negative self-talk. So you're already doing such an amazing job. And I'm so glad that I have you as a listener, and your daughter is very lucky to have you as her mother, and I'm cheering you both on. Next one we have, she gave us a rate and review of 5 stars, is Chris Norbert. She said, this podcast is for anyone who needs help feeling comfortable in their own skin. We are so hard on ourselves. I want to embrace my body now while working to improve my health and well-being. Thank you. That is very awesome of you, Chris. You have the right headspace to make the changes that are possible for you to be at peace with your body. And I absolutely love hearing that. Thank you so much for your review. Our last review, I don't really know the username. Like, I don't know how to say it. It's like 20 characters long. but this is what it says. This podcast literally makes me feel lighter after listening. The vibe and positivity is such a breath of fresh air and so incredibly relatable. I'm so glad that it's relatable. That's exactly why I started this podcast, because I knew other women struggled in silence with the same thing and I had to do something about it. So thank you all so much for listening and giving this podcast a 5-star review with your comments. Those comments really, really help me. And obviously, if you rate with a 5-star review, those help me to reach more people who need to hear this message. So with that being said, if you love this podcast and haven't given it a review, will you please go ahead and do that? And who knows, I might even shout you out on the show. I probably will, in fact. But back to our main context for this episode. With the blue hair, I know that sometimes people may say things like, you know, they may say, I'm sure all of us have heard this, like, oh, you're fat. Okay, well, first of all, like, fat shouldn't be an offensive word because it's just meant to be an adjective.
But, you know, we learned that that fat is a bad word. You know, we learned it as an insult. We learned that that's something that we shouldn't be. And you might believe it when people say that you are fat. You may believe that in yourself. Well, you know, what do we do if somebody says something to us and we internalize that and we start to believe it? Well, that is, you know, it's much harder, but you have to value your opinion over the opinion of others, which is so much easier said than done. But you can't let other people's opinions kind of infect your brain. They can think whatever they want, but at the end of the day, it's you who has to live in your body, and you might as well make it a nice place to be. You don't need to constantly hurl harassments at your body, at yourself, in your brain. We do enough of that already. We don't need other people to bring other things into our mind, and then we now internalize that. You have to, it's almost like measuring risk, or how you would measure risk, essentially. If you decide to internalize hateful thoughts of others, what are you risking in the process? Well, you're risking your mental health, right? You're risking your mental health deteriorating, your confidence deteriorating, and that manifests itself in physical ways, such as, you know, anxiety, which can cause ailments physically. Maybe you like get some phobias, such as like fear of going out, fear of being in a crowd, things like that. So you are taking on a lot of risk deciding to, you know, care what other people think of you. So just,
I just feel so bad saying this because I know it's so hard. It's like, oh, well, just don't care about what other people think. You know, it's not that easy. And I totally understand that because, you know, I've taken this journey and I know the path because I have walked it. And I've gone back through the path and had to walk it again. And now that I've tread that path so many times, the path is now deep for me. And there's now, like, where there was no path at all, there is, like, a trail. So, you know, if you need help, lean on me. Take my path. And me telling you these things is my way of helping you to create your own path. And that's exactly how it works in your head, is when you learn something new, you don't remember it, right? Like if I taught you a phrase of my Zumba choreography, you're probably not going to remember it. But if you do it over and over and over and over again, it's actually going to stick in your brain, right? Because your brain actually creates a path. Like literally, this is science. I'm not a scientist, but really is. It creates a path so that's how your memory remembers it. So if you do get down on yourself, just know it's not going to take, you know, one time, two times, three times for you to just, oh, not care what other people think. It does take conscious effort, but it is so worth it when you decide to value your opinion over the opinion of others. And that's really what it boils down to at the end of the day. Is how you can get more confidence and how you cannot let what other people think or say affect you so much. Like I said, you're not bulletproof. So those things will sting and they will still hurt. But the question is, how much value are you going to put on the things people say to you and even the invisible things that you think they might be thinking of you?
I hope that wasn't just a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo. And all those words came out in a way that you can understand them. But that's really the point that I wanted to get across today. You don't forget that you can follow the Always Worthy podcast on Instagram. I do have a separate Instagram for that. And it's just Always Worthy podcast. You can find on Instagram.
And you can follow the Always Worthy Facebook group. I feel like a lot of people are worried about putting like their questions or comments in there. You can post anonymously if you'd like to. I always, anything anybody puts in there, I always comment on. I always see it. I'm never going to ignore it. It is a safe space. Everyone is super nice in there, and we're all very supportive. So if you do have any questions, please don't be afraid to ask. Or we had one lady put in the list of things that she wrote about herself that she likes. If you go back to episode 1 or 2, it's what I talk about that. And you know, she said she was struggling with making that list, but she did have one thing on the list, and she said, I created my like 2 beautiful boys, and that like just touched me. And then we had some people say, oh, that's still a great list, you know, that's amazing. So it is a safe space, so please don't be afraid to put your comments or questions in there. I'll always be in there to look at it and to help you with whatever you need. But don't forget, as always, be whatever you are right now. No more hiding and no more fixing. You were and are always worthy.